Today's January 2nd, 2016, and this is Comics News Podcast number 77. I'm Todd Ogasawara with my good friend Jay Stone. It's been a little over 2 months since we did our last Comic Views podcast, but we're back for 2016. And Jay's got a rush off, so we're just going to rip through a list of TV shows and a couple of movies that are coming up this winter and spring of 2016. But first, a quick look back on the TV shows that were playing in fall 2015. I did not watch everything on my list of six, but we'll see if Jay and I saw different things and what he thought of it, what I thought of it. First of all is one I have not watched yet, and that I've got the whole fall 2015 season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on my DVR, but I've not watched any of it. Jay, did you watch any?
Of which one? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
I did the first few episodes, and then I just stopped.
Oh, you didn't like it again?
Yeah. To me, it's the same problem as
season one.
First season.
Yeah.
Beginning is kind of slow in my mind. Right. The first episode or two were okay. Then after that, it was like, I wasn't interested in it.
Okay. So maybe we'll have to wait for Captain America Civil War to maybe have a crossover with S.H.I.E.L.D., which I expected to have.
Well, I hope so. But, you know, I think part of the problem is that I think it works better if they did it like how Netflix does it and let you binge it.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's in network TV, so that's not going to happen, right?
Yeah. But, you know, I actually enjoyed watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. better when it was on Netflix.
Interesting.
When I could see it one after the other.
Right, right, right.
And I don't know if that's just because I'm so used to watching Netflix and binge watching.
Right.
Or if it's because it's in my mind, I always Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. takes a long time to set up some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the overall storyline.
It's complicated.
Yeah, it's actually complicated. I'm not saying it's a bad show. It's just I feel like the beginning of the season is a little slow.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to lay down the groundwork. And I'm like, I mean, get to it already. I don't know. That's my feeling.
Okay. Now, speaking of get to it and Netflix, the next one I'm on the list is AKA Jessica Jones, which is on Netflix. And, you know, I only watched the first two episodes and I just couldn't get into it. Did you watch the whole series yet?
I haven't watched the whole series because I just actually finished Daredevil.
Oh, okay.
Because Daredevil, I thought, took too long in the beginning, too, so I stopped watching it.
I remember that. Yeah, I did finish watching Daredevil last.
But then you and Emil both said, just watch it.
Right. It gets better.
And then I went, okay, I trudged through the first, like, six or seven episodes, which I thought weren't that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were good in some ways, but it was just like, what
slow.
Is going on? It was slow.
Yeah.
And then it started to pick up really fast. Then I went, okay, now it's finally good. You know?
And then he finally gets a costume.
Yeah, he finally gets a costume. It gets a little more interesting. Kingpin is more like Kingpin.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's a problem I'm having with AKA Jessica Jones is maybe I'm stereotyping the whole genre, but there's no costume, right? I mean, I don't know. She's just a very troubled woman.
I think part of the problem is that they try to make too much mystery.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, mystery's okay, but I mean, what is this? X-Files?
Which is coming back, by the way.
Yeah, which is bad. X-Files, in my mind, the mystery worked. But, I mean, how can you have mystery in every single superhero show? You know? The only good thing I like about it so far in Jessica Jones is I like that they introduced Luke Cage.
Yeah. Really early.
Yeah. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good thing. I also like the fact that they actually have scenes from Daredevil in Jessica Jones.
Ah, okay.
So even though they were filmed at different times.
Yeah.
And that their release schedule is different. There's a small scene where she's in the hospital.
Right.
And so you see the cops mention Wilson Fisk.
Ah, nice.
Right. So I went, okay, now they made it an integrated thing, right? That makes, because they're supposed to become the defenders, right?
The defenders, correct.
So that tells me that these stories, if they follow that same kind of, not plot device, but same kind of theme, they're occurring simultaneously, even though they're released separately.
Right.
So in story time, it's kind of happening all at the same time, all these different stories, which I think is pretty cool, actually.
Which is kind of what happens in the comic books, right? I mean, in general, not always, but in general.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I actually kind of, I like, the problem is this I have with the Netflix Marvel shows is I don't like the main characters. I didn't like Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock.
Right.
I think they should have picked someone else. He doesn't look like him. He doesn't act like him to me, but whatever. And then, Jennifer Ritter?
Right.
She's Jessica Jones. One, she's brunette.
Yeah, that bothers me too.
Why do they always have to change the hair?
Yeah, what's with the hair? Why don't they have dye or a wig or something?
Why do you always have to change your hair? Big deal. Yeah. I mean, just change the hair.
Yeah.
So, she's a good enough actress, but she just doesn't seem like Jessica Jones to me. Like, at least the ones I've read.
Hmm.
The comics I've read, but I haven't read a lot of Jessica Jones. Only her part in Civil War and Avengers. So I mean, the thing I do like about it is I like the supporting characters.
I guess. I mean, Luke Cage is the only supporting character that really stood out to me. Well, I mean, and then of course there's the Purple Man, David Tennant. Yeah. Doctor Who.
Yeah. And then just like in my mind for Daredevil,
yeah.
I like Foggy way better than Matt Murdock.
Yeah. Okay, moving on then, since we've got a long list and you got to go to dinner.
Yeah.
The Flash, which I am caught up on. I really enjoyed season 2.
Oh. To me it's the best on TV.
And I really really enjoyed seeing Jay Garrick, although I would really like to see him in, you know, with super speed again.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of lame how they took away his speed, but I don't know. It's a plot device, whatever. Yeah. But to me, Flash is just, it's firing all cylinders. It's just great.
Yeah, really enjoying it. Although I have not seen, well, we'll get to it in a minute, but I haven't seen Green Arrow yet, so I don't know the other half, since they do kind of intertwine those two shows quite a bit. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Jay Garrick character, although it's really different than the Jay Garrick we know. I think it's been interesting. I especially like they did the wall scene for the Flash of Two Worlds from the comic book cover. That was fun.
Yeah, I like how they're bringing in all of the Earth 2 characters, even though sometimes they're villains when they shouldn't be. But I do like that. I thought that was really cool. I like how they made Earth 2 kind of a. You notice how it's kind of gold?
Yeah, the golden age. Yeah. Cool.
How they have like a gold filter for the camera.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, to give it that otherworldly look and yet it's still Earth.
Well, and it's Golden Age, right?
Yeah.
So I like that part. Yeah, Flash is.
Yeah, and I like how they're introducing a lot of characters in there, you know, Hawk Girl and Hawkman and a few other folks, I guess. Well, not a few, a lot of other folks.
Well, they're prepping it, right, for the spinoff, yeah?
Right. For, well, we'll talk about it in a couple of minutes, but Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next up, a show we both hated last year, and I have to tell you, I've turned around on it. I have really been enjoying Gotham.
Oh, really? I gave up after 2 episodes.
I have really been, it's the theme this year is the rise of the villains.
Yeah.
And it's really been interesting. You know, Bruce Wayne is still kind of, well, right up to the season finale, mid-season finale episode, which I just watched the other day. I just caught up on it. He finally, you know, he's still a little kid, of course. He's a preteen. But he has started to show the kind of stuff that, the right stuff, you know, that the Batman will eventually show. So I started enjoying that aspect of it. I think with Fish Mooney gone.
I know you didn't like that character.
That character just ruined the whole first season for me, you know. So with that character just out of the picture, it has really turned into something interesting. The only thing that really bothers me right now is still that age gap between the supervillains and, or, you know, the villains, I should say. They're not all super. The villains and Bruce Wayne, which is minimum 20 years. So when he is, you know, in his prime, let's say when he's in his late 20s, maybe 30 years old, and he's the prime Batman, all of his villains will be over 50.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah. I also don't like what they did to Barbara.
Yeah, that is just wild. And what about the Joker? Did you catch up to the Joker?
No, I heard it was a red herring, though.
Yeah, yeah. I won't spoil it for you, but the folks who've been following Gotham, they'll know that the Joker is not what he seems.
Yeah.
Disappointingly.
That's too bad. He's a good actor.
He was, yeah. Oh, the character, he has, I say he was because the actor's still alive, but the character's gone.
Yeah. But, I tried to watch it because I liked it. I think I liked it better than you did.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yes, that's true. You did like it better than I did last year.
But it still was like the last thing for me to watch.
Well, I finally caught up on the second season over the last couple of days, and I have to say I really am enjoying it now. I've turned around on it, and it's entertaining me a lot.
Is it still doing gangbusters?
You know, I don't know what the ratings are like, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's doing well.
Because, I mean, it was such a big hit last year, right?
Yeah, which shocked both of us, right?
What? I mean, who watches this? Right. Who's watching?
We were only forcing ourselves to watch it.
Who watches that stuff? I mean, yeah.
Okay, now one that everybody seems to agree is good is Green. Or I guess it's still just Arrow. Is he Green Arrow yet? I can't remember.
No, it's Arrow. It's just Arrow.
I still have not watched the full season. I think I watched the first episode, and then I've got everything on DVR, and I'm watch it when I maybe grab some vacation days or something over the next week or so. But have you watched any of the season?
I've watched the whole season.
Oh, and thumbs up? You like it?
Oh, yeah. It's thumbs up. The only thing I'm getting tired of is the fight scenes.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's the moves that they do
right
are starting to look a little rehashed.
Oh,
the way they fight, the style of fighting that they do,
right?
It's not the choreography is starting to look not very interesting. Yeah, to
it's
me.
A little stiff.
It's not stiff. It's very dynamic. What it is that it's. I already know what they're gonna do, so they're not trying to be creative with the fight choreography.
Okay.
Right, and all it is a bunch of it looks kind of like Kali,
right,
or Eskrima, a combination of Eskrima and Capoeira.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, fine, but that's all you're gonna do. And the thing is that you can kind of predict how a Black Canary will beat up a few people, then get punched a couple times,
yeah,
then get back up, get some energy, and then like. Punch a couple people, then Barbara get beat down again. You can tell the beat,
yeah,
of the choreography, and that's when it's predictable like that. I don't like that.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Next up, the last of the fall 2015 shows that I'm aware of, anyway, Supergirl, which I like the previews and I went into it with a positive attitude, and I do like the show so far. There are a couple of things that bother me about it, but in general, I've really enjoyed Supergirl so far.
I've only saw the first episode.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen the others, but I really liked it. I liked the one thing I didn't like about Smallville is there was never enough action.
Yeah, I guess so. It was pretty sparse in action. Yeah. Right. He wasn't super a lot.
But because it's Supergirl and she already has the costume.
Right.
The very first episode, the only episode I saw, right, she goes up with Vortox.
Right.
Right? I was amazed at how much action there was.
Okay, I don't know how much to spoil it for you, but a lot of characters from the DC universe, including one superhero, appears. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know Red Tornado appears.
Yeah, Red Tornado appears, but that's not the one I'm referring to.
Okay.
I won't spoil it for you since it's a spoiler, but you will when you get to that episode. You'll go, all right.
Okay.
I guarantee that will be your reaction. You'll just sit there, kind of smile, and say, all right, this is good.
Yeah, I don't like the Hank Henshaw character.
He'll grow on you.
I just think that, well, at least the first episode.
Yeah.
I don't think that the actor was playing him right. It just seemed way too cliched.
Wait on Hank. He will grow on you.
I mean, he's supposed to become a villain.
He will grow on you. I guarantee you. I guarantee you.
Okay. Because Hank Henshaw is a cyborg Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, in the comic books. Yeah. But I will leave it at that because I don't want to spoil too much for you because watch that character develop.
Oh, okay.
One thing I will say that's kind of a spoiler, but I don't think it will surprise you too much. Too many darn people know she's Supergirl.
Yeah, it's like they're doing the same thing with Arrow.
Yeah.
And Flash. It's like everyone knows who Flash
yeah.
is.
Yeah, who doesn't know, right? There's a, like a exactly. small I'm list. Like, yeah.
What's going on? But I guess in a way, it almost makes more sense, right?
I don't know.
I mean, come on. I mean, what is her name? Kara Danvers?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Right.
I mean, she's doing the same thing that Clark did, right? With all she did was, you know, she has is her glasses, right? She's not even changing her hair anymore, is she?
No.
She's
blonde all the time.
In the comics, right, she would wear a wig.
Yeah, she had a brunette wig, a brownish brunette wig. And also, she changed her name, right? She didn't use her Kryptonian name for her.
Yeah, it was like Linda, right?
Linda, right. What I do like one thing I want to mention about Supergirl before we move on to the 2016 stuff is I really, you know, I, unlike some people, I enjoy stunt casting. And I really enjoy the fact that they got Dean Cain, a.k.a. Superman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To play her father.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh, I'm blanking her name, but the actress who first played Supergirl in the movies.
Helen Slater.
Helen, thank you. Helen Slater as her mom. And I love that stunt casting. That was great.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was very good. Just like how in Flash they got John Wesley Shipp.
Yes. Yes.
The father of the Flash, and he was the Flash.
He was the Flash.
You know? I thought that was really good.
I also thought it was cool they got Mark Hamill to play the character, you know, aged.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Trickster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Yeah. So, okay, so I think we're unanimous. You should really follow up on Supergirl. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay.
We got a couple of things that we're expecting in this winter, 2016, and spring. I crossed off Luke Cage, which I was going to bring up because it appears it will not be on until fall 2016. But anyway, Agent Carter, season 2. You know, I did not like season 1. Everybody else seemed to like it but me. Did you enjoy Agent Carter?
Agent Carter? Actually, yeah. I really liked Agent Carter. I liked it better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
I like that actress, though. I think she's a really good actress. Hmm,
interesting.
It being a period piece.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that part of it. I didn't like some of the people who were in the OSS or whatever they called it.
Right, the pre-CIA.
Yeah, the pre-SHIELD.
Yeah.
I didn't like Jarvis. Is it Jarvis?
Yeah, Jarvis, yeah.
Because wouldn't he be like really, really old with Tony Stark?
Well, in Tony Stark, he's just AI. He's not a person anymore.
Yeah, that part I didn't like either. I mean, I'm okay with it being AI, but there should have been a butler.
A human one. Yeah.
The AI just happens to be modeled after the butler.
Yeah.
You know.
But, and in this case, it is, except the butler was his father's.
Yeah.
You know.
Was the father's butler. But, right. I mean, I really like the season 1. I'm really looking forward to season 2.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up soon, I think. I think this month, maybe? 10 episodes, so it's, you know, it's a short season, but I will give it another try. But I just couldn't. I just didn't like the first season. Okay, one that I'm hoping I'm going to like is coming up is the DC Legends of Tomorrow. And for Doctor Who fans, and I am a Doctor Who fan, Arthur Darvill, who was Rory Williams in Doctor Who, what is it, series 5, 4 and 5, 6 maybe, plays Rip Hunter. So if you're a Doctor Who fan, you might enjoy seeing Rory Williams in a different and more heroic part. I guess he was pretty heroic in Doctor Who. But more traditionally heroic part. How's that?
Yeah, I don't know how Legends of Tomorrow is going to play. It just seems so weird.
You know, I'm a little worried about it because it has just so many moving parts, so many characters. And when you have that many characters, you know, unless you're Hill Street Blues, it could be a mess. And in fact, I was just thinking to myself before this podcast that I would have preferred just a Rip Hunter TV show.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, the other thing I don't like about it is they set it up so they're only fighting Vandal Savage.
Yeah, the one villain thing.
Yeah. I mean, you already know who the big villain is.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like,
Right.
you know?
Okay, so as I mentioned, I crossed off Luke Cage. He was next in my list after Legends of Tomorrow, but not cross it off in the sense of I'm not going to watch it, but it just is not in the winter spring time frame. It'll be a little later. Daredevil season 2 has not had a release date, but I threw it in there because I did enjoy that first season. I know it took you a while to grow into it, but you know, now that he has the costume and everything, I hope that it plays out well. I hope there's more than one villain. You know, just having one big bad each season is, I don't know, to me it's a little boring.
Well, I want to see Bullseye.
A Bullseye back? Yeah.
I want to see Bullseye. I want to see Elektra.
Yeah. You know, once you get past the Kingpin, right, who is the biggest of the big bads in the Daredevil world, it gets a little light. I wouldn't mind seeing some of the, you know, the lighter villains and maybe lighten up Daredevil, which is very, very dark show. Well, so is AKA Jessica Jones, and that's the other thing that bothers me about those two shows. But
yeah, I think they went too dark.
Yeah.
I mean, they're supposed to be adult shows, but I'm like, well, why do you have to make them adult shows with all that, the swearing and the sex and the and the extreme violence? I mean, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
And I think about it, you know, I mean, kids are going to be watching this stuff.
Yes, because it's a comic book.
Yeah, it's a comic book. So why did they go in that direction?
Yeah, I mean, it's at least rated R, don't you think? If you're a movie. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know? And I don't think they always use the violence to, you know, good effect.
Yeah.
They do it more for shock value than to further the plot.
Right. And speaking of movies, there's a bunch coming up. Starting off with Deadpool, February 12th, next month.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd want to watch that movie, but after seeing the trailers, I want to watch the movie.
Yeah, I think who's playing him? Ryan Gosling, right? Green Lantern?
Ryan Reynolds.
Reynolds. Green Lantern. Yeah. So, well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to it personally, even though I'm not a Deadpool fan from the comic books.
Yeah, I'm not a Deadpool fan either because it's just a knockoff of Deathstroke.
Yeah. Although a very funnier one, right? And he breaks the fourth wall and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah. One I'm really worried about is Batman versus Superman, March 25th.
You know, a lot of people say that, but I'm not worried about it at all.
I don't know. I've been watching the previews, and it's I don't know. I'm having a hard time figuring out what to get from these previews.
Batman hates Superman. That's what I get. because Superman destroyed the Wayne Tower in Metropolis.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You know, we've got not quite 3 months, a little less than 3 months to wait, but it'll be here soon enough, and we'll find out whether or not we like it.
Supposedly, it got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
That's the word.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't screened to a public. It was screened to people at the studio.
Okay.
And supposedly, after watching the film, everyone in the theater, the screen theater, stood up and gave it a standing ovation.
Okay. Well, as I said, I will wait for it, but I'm a little worried because, well, first of all, I didn't like I enjoyed the last Superman movies a lot more than the Brandon Routh version, but they still didn't match up to what I thought. Now,
you just like Man of Steel, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Man of Steel.
Now, one I am looking forward to, although I hope it doesn't get so dark that it becomes, you know, depressing, is Captain America Civil War, which opens on May 6th.
As long as he dies. Gotta die. If he doesn't die in this movie, he's gotta die in Avengers. He has to die. If Captain America doesn't die, it's not Civil War. In my mind. Well, it's gotta get that dark.
Well, you know, I wonder if does that mean he's not gonna be the next Avengers thing?
Don't know.
Right?
I forget his name. The guy who plays Captain America, he was only signed up for so many movies.
Yeah.
And I think he signed up all the way to the next Avengers movie, and after that, that's it.
Right. Well, you know, since the next Avengers movie is not presumably a Civil War's, I mean, it'll probably follow Civil War, right? it is not part of the Civil War storyline because it's going to be Thanos.
Yeah, it's Infinity Gauntlet, yeah.
So they have to wrap up Captain America in this movie, I guess. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe there'll be a new Captain America in Avengers.
I just hope it doesn't become as predictable as the last Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm. Although I was thrown off when Quicksilver got, you know, knocked off in the movie. Also very
disappointing. Yeah, that's wrong.
I wanted to see more of that character. Because, you know, I love speedsters. I love the Flash and Quicksilver and those kind of characters.
Yeah, and that guy, I forget his name, but the actor, he did a good job at Quicksilver.
In both movies. Yeah, in the X-Men movie and the Avengers movie. The only crossover.
Yeah.
Huh?
They're not the same actor.
Oh, was it?
No, they're different actors.
Well, I thought they grabbed the same actor. Okay.
No, that's a different guy. The guy in Avengers is the guy who did Kick-Ass.
Oh, okay.
That's Kick-Ass. The other guy, I don't know who that actor is, the one in X-Men.
Yeah, now speaking of X-Men, the next X-Men Apocalypse opens on May 22nd. You know, it's been so long since I read that story. I don't even remember what it's about, but...
Now, that movie I'm more worried about than Batman vs. Superman.
Really? Why?
It looks more cartoonish to me than the other... Mm. X-Men. Mm. I mean, it looks good, but at the same time, I'm going, I don't know. I mean, you have Storm as one of the Four Horsemen.
Mm.
And, you know, you have Psylocke, Magneto. Angel, I understand, because he's supposed to be Death.
Right.
Right, Angel of Death. So that, yeah, okay, but the was Magneto, Psylocke, and Storm part of the Four Horsemen? I don't think so, right?
I don't think so.
I don't even know how they're related to the, what is it? It's war, famine, pestilence, and I forget the fourth one.
Right.
You know, so that's the only thing that I'm kind of like, I don't know if this is going to work. But it is Bryan Singer.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And the last movie on my list, which is actually beyond the winter-spring time frame, but I just want to throw it in because I'm kind of wondering how it's going to work out, is The Suicide Squad.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
Opens August 5th.
I'm a big... I used to collect the old comic. Not the original one, but the one in the 80s,
mm-hmm. 90s. I collected the original. So, yeah, I'm not really familiar with the, you know... When I say new, I mean probably when you read in the 80s. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that, you know, they get this team thing right. It's a little bit disappointing that they couldn't get their act together and get Justice League out before the Suicide Squad. Because in my, you know, in my view, and I could be wrong, Suicide Squad is a level, you know, tier 2 group in the DC universe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's not a tier 1 group.
No, it's not. But I like seeing villains, anti-hero, or, you know, teams try to do good. Like Secret Six.
Yeah.
Secret Six is such a good comic. I just wish I could afford to buy it. And then Suicide Squad was always a great comic. I don't know about the modern one. I never picked up the new 52 version, but the older one was really good.
Yeah, I read the original Secret Six run. And that was excellent.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. Yeah.
Okay, so that was Comic News Podcast number 77. You have any comic books you've been reading lately that you may want to recommend to me?
Batman.
Oh, yeah? Still?
Oh, yeah. Batman is probably probably the best thing DC's putting out right now is Batman.
Okay. All
right. Batman, because, you know, Batman is no longer Batman, right?
No, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, the Batman went up against Joker, and then basically Batman, Bruce Wayne is no longer Batman. Jim Gordon is Batman. He's in a exoskeleton suit, like Robocop.
Right.
And I thought, okay, this is just going to be lame. But it's actually really good. I mean, Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo, they're just amazing. Scott Snyder is a great, great writer for comic books. Yeah. And,
Maybe I have to pop onto Comixology and pick up a few recent issues then.
So it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
I did get the Convergence hard cover a couple of months ago.
Convergence or Multiversity?
Multiversity.
Oh, yeah, Multiversity is amazing.
Yeah, I went through about half of it. I haven't read the whole thing, but I like what I'm reading so far. I like the different art styles that they're trying to emulate, so that's been kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. They did a good job with making every world different.
Yeah.
And fitting that style to the world. I think there's going to be another Multiversity.
Oh, really?
I think so. Wow. I think they're going to have Multiversity 2. Because it's a good... It was a good run.
Yeah, it's a big book, by the way. It's a huge book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wish everything DC puts out could be as good as Multiversity, but that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember our rants on big events from a couple of months
ago. Yeah, Multiversity is good, but the other thing good about Multiversity is you don't have to pick up anything else.
Yeah, it's self-contained.
It's self-contained, and that's great.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, the other thing is Dark Knight 3.
Oh, really? I didn't even want to read that.
Dark Knight 3, Master Race.
Yeah.
I only read the first issue. It's a little confusing. It's not really written by Frank Miller. It's written by Brian Azzarello,
mm-hmm.
with Frank Miller. So they're not completely co-writing it, but Brian Azzarello, I guess, is working with Frank Miller to do the story.
Yeah.
Miller
probably did the plot line, and
you know. Yeah, I don't know how they broke up the work, but it's that's a good one. Okay.
Alrighty. Okay, so that's Comics News Podcast. What did I say this was? 77? It's been a while since we did one. We will try to get back in less than 2 months with podcast number 78. But, you know, schedules as they permit. Hopefully we'll be able to do this on a more regular basis. And Jay and I will talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Bye.